The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to this Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. My name is Brock Johnson. I am your co-host, and I will be speaking to you today about 8 ideas of how you can actually be an affiliate marketer. Now, if you haven't already, I highly recommend listening to episode where I compare and contrast affiliate marketing and brand partnerships, also known as like sponsored ads, which one is right for you. And I also talk a lot in depth about how to set up both of those, which one I think is best, and just how to get started. But a very common question that we got following that episode was, you know, can I cover some ideas or give some of my best tips for affiliate marketing and how to go about it? So right now for you in this Quick Tip Tuesday episode, I have my top 8 tips, recommendations, suggestions for being a better affiliate marketer. Number 1, when you are promoting whatever you are an affiliate for, talk about it like you are talking to a friend. Recommend the product. When you talk to your friends and you are sharing products with them, you are doing so in a way that isn't like you're selling. Like, think about the last time you found a great, you know, new juice bar, or you found a great yoga mat, or you found an awesome hair care product, or you bought a new car and you flipping loved it. Whatever that thing is, maybe it's a new app that you downloaded or a new podcast that you listened to, hint, hint. Whatever it was that you loved that you shared with your friends, that didn't feel salesy, right? That was just recommending to your friends. So in the same way, when you are sharing whatever you are an affiliate for on social media, I recommend just recommending it, talking about it like you would with your friends. Think about just one person. You aren't trying to sell it. You aren't trying to promote it or market it. These are scary terms. You are just simply recommending whatever you are an affiliate for. Tip number 2 for affiliate marketing is to use video, whether it's IGTV or YouTube or Instagram stories or podcast video, whatever it may be. Use video. Video is so much more engaging. It gets people to pay attention. And here's a little tip for you. When you are using that video, if you're wondering like, how do I start it? How should I, you know, hop into it? If it's an Instagram story, here's a recommendation for you. Start it with the words, I just got these CBD gummies and I tried them and they are so good. I just got this box delivered in the mail and let's open it up and see what's inside. I just tried on this hoodie for the first time and oh my gosh, it is so soft. Start it with I just. If you're struggling to start your video, start it with I just. And that makes it feel very immediate. It feels like it just happened. And oftentimes we're talking about things that just happened. I just tried it. I just figured out how much I love it. I just got it delivered. I just. Use the power of video. And a little quick tip is to start your video with I just. Tip number 3, talk about the pros and the cons. Let's be honest, there is no such thing as the perfect product. I don't care if you created it yourself and you spent years building this product. Talk about the pros and cons. Who is it for? Who is it not for? Why is this product awesome and why do you love it? But also, why might someone else not love it? If I'm talking about and promoting my affiliate partnership with Imperfect Foods, I'm going to talk about how much I love how convenient Imperfect Foods is. I love how it's delivered weekly. I love how I get to customize what's in my box. I love how it supports local farmers. I love how it's organic produce. Some things that I don't love about Imperfect Foods is that because it's shipped to you, it's, you know, bound to have shipping difficulties from time to time. If I'm having something shipped to me on a weekly basis, sometimes it's going to be late. Sometimes the delivery guy isn't going to treat the boxes nicely. Sometimes they're going to deliver it somewhere where I don't know where it is. They're going to put it at some different apartment complex, and then I have to go hunt down the box. Let's be honest. There are no such things as perfect people. There are no such things as perfect product. So let's be honest about the pros and cons of whatever you are promoting as an affiliate, and your audience will really appreciate you for doing that. They will trust whatever you are recommending because they can tell you're being authentic and you're not just saying that this product is the end-all, be-all, the best thing that was ever created and it's perfect for everyone. Tip number four is don't say, hey guys, hey everyone, this would really be awesome for you guys, hey y'all, hey what's up guys, welcome back to my Instagram stories, hey guys, welcome back to this YouTube video. We don't want to refer to our audience in the generality. This is something that I have talked about before in really all forms of video. Even when you're not just affiliate marketing, we should try to stick away from using these general terms to refer to our audience. And the reason is that they're not very personal. Like I said earlier, when we're talking to our audience, when we are using affiliate marketing, we want to come across very authentic and we want to speak to our audience like they're our best friend. So when you say, hey guys, hey everyone, hey y'all, what's up everybody, it's very impersonal. It reminds your audience that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of other people also watching this content. So how do you replace that? You don't have to greet people. We are all watching videos nonstop all day long online. You don't need to spend 3 or 4 seconds saying, hey guys, hey everyone, hey y'all. And when you are recording the video, say, I wanted to share with you why I love this product. I wanted to tell you about. Talk to just one person rather than speaking to everyone. Tip number five, ask your audience if they want you to send them the link. A very easy way to do this is on your Instagram stories, put up a poll and say, do you want me to send you the discount link for my CBD gummies? Yes or no? If people vote yes, you can then send them a direct message with the link. They have explicitly asked for the link and now you are sending it to them. You are serving your audience. It's a great way to build relationships, to connect with them, to increase your conversion rates. That's the rate that people are actually clicking on this link and then purchasing whatever you are an affiliate for. And it's just a great way to really make sure that people are, you know, getting the links, that they're able to click on them, and that they are being delivered. You're not just hoping that they are swiping up. You are taking the initiative into your own hands by asking them if they want you to direct message them. And then if they click yes, you are the one who is actually reaching out. Tip number six is to vary the way you are promoting your affiliate links. I know I've said it a few times, but I'm an affiliate for a CBD gummy, CBD oil, a CBD company. When I promote it different. Sometimes I'm going to talk about the benefits of the sleep pills. Sometimes I'm going to talk about how yummy the gummies are. Sometimes I'm just going to post a picture of the product and ask people if they want the code. Sometimes I'm just going to post a link and say, hey, if you missed this the last time I post it, here's the link, here's the discount code. Basically, change, use variability, use different styles of promoting the product. If you're doing the same thing day after day, if all you're doing every single day on your Instagram stories is promoting this hair care product the exact same way, people are going to get bored and they're going to stop paying attention. Tip number seven, treat your affiliate promotion like a product review or an unboxing video. Basically, that way you are going to be talking about the benefits, the pros and cons, the features, the aspects of the product, rather than trying to sell it. You're just going to be talking about the product. You're going to be talking about the way it was packaged. You're going to be talking about its marketing and what's listed on the packaging, rather than trying to sell it. Treat it like one of those unboxing videos that you see on YouTube, one of those product review videos that you see people doing all the time. And then my eighth and final tip for affiliate marketing is to remember that this isn't selling. Like I said earlier, this is recommending. This is, hey, I found this great product. It works for me. Here's a discount code. Here's a coupon. This is not selling. It is not your job to sell and move product for this company. If you do, that's awesome. Congratulations. And I hope you're going to earn a commission for doing so. But it's not your job to sell. You're just recommending. You're serving your audience. And actually, you're doing them a disservice by not promoting this product, because this product that you love it for a reason. You decided to become an affiliate for a reason. You want to promote this product for a reason, and that's because you really think it can help and serve people the same way it helped you. So you're doing your audience a disservice by not talking about it. Just talk about it. Just recommend it the same way you would to your friends. You're not selling, you're just recommending. Thank you so much for listening to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you want examples of affiliate marketing, I recommend following me on Instagram at Brock11Johnson. That's Brock11Johnson, because I am oftentimes promoting and talking about different affiliate links and different affiliate programs and products on my Instagram stories all the time. So just use me as an example. Copy what I'm doing, look at the way I'm promoting stuff, and just regurgitate that onto your own Instagram stories. It's a great way to learn. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, happy networking. I told you it'd be coming back, and now it's here, the Instagram Growth Bootcamp hosted by Shalene and I. 5 days of live Instagram training with the two of us to give you everything you need to know about how to grow your Instagram and really how to save time on Instagram and learn to convert your actual followers into customers. You can sign up at 5daygrowth.com, and I would highly recommend signing up ASAP before we sell out or have to close our doors. Again, that's the number 5daygrowth.com.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.